is such an honor to have the privilege of sharing the word today. Thank you, Pastor Jason and Lori. I never take it for granted. It is a true honor. Well, before I begin, two things I want to say. Congratulations, 21-day fast is done today. You can go back and enjoy, but what a beautiful time it has been to give things up that we love for someone we love more, and to have time for God to intentionally move and grow our hearts to become more like Him through fasting, that discipline of fasting. So powerful. And secondly, I know we announced it already, but I want to personally invite you to Freedom Ministry to come back today in the sanctuary at 3 o'clock. I come every year for Freedom Ministry. It's a beautiful moment because we carry stuff over the year to allow God to go deep in our hearts. We're going to have some worship, some times of prayer, repentance, and allow God to just take that 21-day fast and seal it up, that we walk in the freedom that God has set us to do. So please join us today. You don't have to register. Just come for 3 and just be ready with a postured heart for all that God wants to do in your life. I will be here. It's going to be profound. And so amen to that. Well, I just want to say we have an incredible topic today. And it is about hearing the voice of God. How many of you find it hard to hear the voice of God? You don't have to put your hands up, but how many of you find it hard? And how many of you find it hard to know if it's God talking or if it's you talking and to know the difference? How many of you find it hard to know if it's your own desires and motives that get caught in the way, making it complicated to hear? Should you take that job? Should you move? Should you take that next step? Should you have that conversation? The list goes on and on as we bring our requests to God. Well, today we're going to dive into hearing the voice of God. And why is it crucial in our relationship with Him, and how to discern if it is Him speaking? Would it not be amazing if we knew that it was God speaking to us? Well, good news. You can know the voice of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, you can know God's voice. Amen. Well, let's just open in prayer. Amen, as we just begin this moment. Father, we thank you today that we seek to hear from you for instruction, correction, and guidance. Help us confirm your voice through your word, to know you and to follow you. We are asking in the name of Jesus to hear you clearly each and every day. Open our ears, Father, for you are our shepherd. Speak to us, God, for we need to hear from you. We are listening. Amen. Well, church family, let's be honest. It can feel difficult and complicated to know if God is speaking to us. So when you came in, you received a post-it note. And if you haven't got one, put your hand up and usher will give one to you. I think last time I preached, I gave a post-it note. So I might be the post-it note preacher. I don't know. I love post-its. So right now, as we are beginning this message, I want you to take out your post-it note and I want you to write on it something that you are needing to hear God about today. And it may be a major decision. It could just be you're discouraged. You need to hear God's voice that He loves you. You need to feel some wisdom, perhaps whatever it may be. Write on your piece of paper what you would love to hear from God today. What is that question? What's the question you have? So write it down. Take a moment. It could be simple. It could be big. Whatever comes to mind first, just write it down at the top of that post-it note and hold tight to it. All right, I'm giving you a few minutes. I'm looking. Who's writing? I'm watching. I'm joking. I'm just joking. I'm really hyper-tame. I'm really excited. This is so good. Well, I know in my times with God, as you're writing this, your question on your paper, I know in my times with God in the over 40 years that I've been serving Jesus, that I have wished for those moments that God would say, Rhonda, those audible moments where God speaks to me so loud and so clear that I know it's His voice. As we've been reading through HeartStrong, we see in the Old Testament, God spoke audibly to prophets and priests during that time to speak to the messages that He had for the people. And sometimes it would be hundreds of years they would not hear from God, but that is how God used the message. It was audible, He would speak, it'd be loud, they would know, and they would deliver the message. After the cross, the empty tomb and the poured out Holy Spirit, we are on the blessed side of the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came and filled us, and now we are filled with the very Spirit of God, the very voice of God lives within us. However, it can sometimes be complicated to know if it's us or if it's God. Now, God speaks in various ways by the Holy Spirit and those in a relationship with Him. And God has promised that all can hear His voice. And the reason I can say that is a promise because we read about it in John. This is a promise from Jesus. It says, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me." John 10:27. He says that his sheep hear his voice and that he knows them. Why is it important to hear from God? Well, our relationship with God is a relational one. God is a relational God. His voice is personal to you and personal to me. His relationship is personal to each of us. We follow because we are loved and known by God. We follow because we can hear His voice, and this is a promise for us to hold on to today. We can hear and recognize our Father's voice. Now, here are four practical steps in hearing the voice of God. Firstly, ask God to speak. This just seems really simple, but it's true. Ask God to speak to you. It sounds easy, however, it is a dangerous prayer. Do not ask God to speak to you if you are not willing to listen to what He has to say. Whew, that's a stinger. That's for me too. Do not ask God to speak to you if you are not willing to listen to what He has to say. Now, I would love to highlight God speaking the story of Samuel as we find ourselves in our heartstrong reading. In 1 Samuel, this is a paraphrase of what has gone on. 1 Samuel begins with the story of Hannah. Hannah is barren and desperate for a child. She vows that if God gives her a baby, she will dedicate this son to the work of God. And she's praying in the tabernacle for this baby. She's praying and praying. And she's praying so intently and so passionately that Eli the priest thinks she's drunk. So he confronts her and sees that she's not drunk, but that she's sincerely crying out to God. He then blesses her and declares, kind of prophesies over her, that God will answer her prayer. Well, a miracle happens. Hannah becomes pregnant, and Samuel, who comes to become a great prophet, is born, her son. And true to her vow, she brings Samuel back to the temple to Eli, the priest, and he commits to raise Samuel in the ways of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, God begins to speak to Samuel. However, Samuel does not recognize the voice of God. And it tells us this in verse 7, that Samuel does not know God's voice when it says, the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. So Samuel is 12, he's sleeping, and he hears God say, Samuel. He jumps up, he thinks it's Eli, he runs over to Eli, he says, Eli, Eli, thinking he called him. Eli said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. Those of you who have young kids, that must happen to you often. Go back to bed. Second time it happens, Samuel wakes up, he doesn't know it's God speaking. He runs to Eli, 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 you've called me. He said, no, I did not call you. Go back to bed. A third time, Samuel still does not understand that it is a voice of God speaking. He runs to Eli, 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 you called me. However, this time, Eli recognizes that it is God speaking. And Eli says something very profound to Samuel. He tells him to lay down and to say the following. Let's say this together. It's on the screen. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. This is a powerful prayer. And you may be in the midst of a major situation. This is a powerful prayer for you to pray. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. The guaranteed way God speaks and you can know is through His word. God will never contradict anything that He ever says in His word. And we need to know the word of God from the New Testament all the way to the Old Testament. And this is why it's crucial that we spend time in the word of God, because we can hear His voice through His word. He can also speak through a song. He can speak through visions, nature. I have birds in my backyard. They inspire me to worship when I hear them singing. Dreams, circumstances, through the Holy Spirit that can feel like a nudge or a prompt. And if you you've given your life to Jesus, like we said, the Holy Spirit lives within you and has a voice. He uses our conscience as the vehicle to speak to us. As I lead worship, as you saw the amazing worship this morning, the microphone is a vehicle used to sing and to share and to project a message. So your conscience within you is used by the Spirit of God as a vehicle to speak to you. And this is why we need to know the word. So it continues to transform us so that our conscience, the Holy Spirit's vehicle inside of us, can have greater clarity to hear what God is speaking. Now, the Holy Spirit's voice can feel like a prompt or a nudge to repent, to show love, service towards others, to act or not to act, to put something down, to pick something up. Sometimes the prompts are ones of warning, stay away. When you hear and when you feel those nudges and those promptings, thank God for speaking to you. This is the voice of God. The voice of God is to encourage and challenge you with confidence to grow and change, to become more like Jesus. How many times have you been somewhere and you've sensed a voice that prompting to do something, but were focused elsewhere and did not take the time? That's happened to me many times in a grocery line. I feel like I have to talk to someone. I'm like, oh, but I got to get home and make supper. Those are moments that the Holy Spirit wants to move in and through your life. We can, other times, perhaps you felt a nudge or a prompt to do something, but brushed it off as not being God. There's times I'm just getting ready in the morning and someone's name will come across my mind and I'll think, oh, that's neat. I just thought about them. But later I'll find out they really need a prayer that day. That was not just a random thought. That was a moment to stop and to pray and to send them a message to let them know, I'm thinking about you and I'm praying for you, that God will completely transform you and surround you with his love and comfort. That is the Holy Spirit using you and nudging you to be used by him. We can often mistakenly pass off God's genuine voice as merely our own thoughts. But knowing the word of God will help you to discern if it is God speaking. And I just want to encourage you, you don't have to be a Christian for years and years to know the Bible inside out to hear from God. Those of us that have been a Christian for many years just have more practice. That's what it is, where we should have more practice. You can dive into the word today and start hearing from God. God is speaking to you. Wouldn't it be amazing to know the voice of God? Good news, you can. God has promised to speak to you. Secondly, we need to listen. As Samuel, a 12-year-old boy, listens to the voice of God, God shares a message, and it ends up being some really hard words to share with Eli. In hearing from God, we first need to ask God to speak, and then we need to listen. God has promised to answer. It says in Isaiah 65:24, before you call, I will answer you. God also promises us in Psalm 91:15 that when we call to him, he will answer us, will be with us in trouble, will rescue us and honor us. It goes on and on through the scriptures talking about God speaking, hearing, and answering us. We can be confident that God listens, hears, and answers. We need time, however, to listen. Everyone say listen. To take time to be quiet, to wait on God for him to speak. And it never fails that when I take time to listen, I have a myriad of distracting thoughts going through my mind. Does anyone have that happen to them? As soon as I take time to be quiet before the Lord, I have that to-do list rumbling through my mind. Something I learned long ago was to have a pad of paper by me and I write it down to get that distraction out of here and to be able to focus back on what God is speaking. It is so powerful because the enemy is working overtime to stop you from hearing the voice of God, your Father and your Shepherd. He is working overtime to discourage you and your ability to hear from God. Keep practicing listening. Do not give up. And as thoughts come up as you listen, if you're unsure if they are from God, a few helpful questions to ask are the following. Is it consistent with the nature and the word of God? Does the thought strengthen me spiritually? And does this thought prevent me from pursuing God in his ways? Church, Christ will be gentle with us, for he desires for you to hear as you listen. Jesus tells us to come to him, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You may say, Pastor Rhonda, I do not know. Really, I do not feel confident that I can listen to God. Well, here's what I do know. In order to hear the voice of God, you have to proactively want it. In order to hear the voice of God, you're probably going to have to get some noise out of your life. Make time, make room intentionally to listen. It will be hard, it will be contested space, but it will be so worth it. God loves you. He wants you to hear his voice, and you can hear it. It will take intentional practice to listen if you want to hear. It will be like a whisper in your heart. Because church, God is too good to not respond. He's our shepherd, and he wants us, his sheep, to know and to hear his voice. God is speaking. We just need to practice listening and to be patient. We have to listen, listen, and listen again. Author Margaret Feinberg articulates a term of how God speaks to us so we do not miss his promptings as we are listening. She refers to it as the sacred echo. A sacred echo is a repetitive nature of God speaking, which gives us confidence that God is prompting, guiding, or leading. The sacred echo reminds us to pay close attention. Something important may be happening here. I've had sacred echoes where I could hear God repetitively telling me a message. It would be a word I'd see in scripture, and then I'd see it on a picture, and then I'd hear it in a song. Someone would say it to me. It was a word I could feel surrounded by. It was a sacred echo. God was repeating this word over and over, this message to me. I also have a journal where I write down sacred echoes. I'll be like, God, this is what I feel you're speaking, and I'll write down how God speaks and how he repeats that message to me. It's really powerful to be able to journal those things. Church, we need to turn down the volume of the voices of this world and culture. Put your phone away, put your iPad, your computer away, and wait in silence. And as we turn down the noise, we turn up the voice of God to listen. Start with a baby step of 2 minutes, and that can be really hard. 2 minutes to wait in silence and say, let's say together, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Let's say it. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then listen. Wouldn't it be amazing if you can know the voice of God? Good news. You can, because God has promised to speak to you if you take the time to listen. Thirdly, we need to obey. We're not just to be hearers of the word, but doers. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, asking God to speak is a dangerous prayer, because we have to be willing to do what he is telling us to do. We can quote the Bible all day long, but do we do it? When God speaks, we need to do what he is asking of us. And it takes a step of faith, because sometimes it feels the opposite of what we want or what we feel like doing. And you may be here today and say, I have not heard from God in a really long time, and I've been asking and listening. Can I just suggest, perhaps you can ask the Holy Spirit, is there an area that I have not walked in obedience and I have actually stepped out to do what you've already been asking me to do? Wherever you are today, I have good news for you if that's you hearing that. If God has been speaking to you about taking a step and you have not been doing that, it's a beautiful day to repent. It's that easy to repent to your Father, to turn and to start doing what he's asking you to do. Wouldn't it be amazing to know the voice of God? Good news. You can. God has promised to speak to you if we listen, and then we are to obey. And lastly, sometimes we need someone to help us hear. Sometimes we need the ear of another God follower to hear what is happening, because we can't have the proper understanding on our own. We're in it. And sometimes we need an outside voice that's looking in with the wisdom and the God-like character to speak into our lives. In addition to reading God's word, hearing God speak to us personally always involves a level of subjectivity. When it comes to hearing God subjectively, on personal rather than divine matters, we may struggle, and others may find it challenging to perceive how God is at work. God's Spirit, like I said, indwells us who have a relationship with him, and God can speak to you through the wise counsel of another believer, but we must be careful. When we sense God is speaking to us through someone else, we need to ask ourselves these questions. What they're saying, does it contradict anything in God's word or with his nature? Is this something that provides peace and healing? And can this be backed up by scripture or the affirmation of godly people? I can recall many moments in my life where the Lord has used someone to speak into my life. Whether it was to confirm something that God was already speaking and it gave me great confidence, be like, whoo, I heard from God. It's true. I heard. And to be able to take that step that God asked me to do. And other times, God has used people to speak into my life because I was not listening. And he had to give me a message because we have blind spots. We were not meant to do life alone. We were meant to live in community. The biggest thing I want to just bring up right in this whole section is we need to walk in humility. We need to have our hearts postured to listen. And if we do, we will feel a sense of peace and confirmation about what someone has said to us. If it lines up with those following things I just mentioned in the questions below, the things to ask yourself, even if the words are hard and painful, it can bring peace and comfort when we hear truth. Now, it is wise. It is very wise. I want you to say wise. It is wise to allow a trusted Christ follower to help us discern what God is saying. The one characteristic we can't look for is perfection. We all have to leave perfection at the door. But what we can walk in is in humility, and this is non-negotiable. Again, sometimes we see situations not as they are, but as we are, which means we can sometimes superimpose what we think God is saying rather than what he is saying. Our posture matters most between the certainty we seek and the clarity we desire. We want certainty, don't we? We want certainty. But what does God usually offer us? Clarity on our next step. We want the big picture. Are you like me? I want the big picture. But God gives us usually our next obedience step. We often ask God why questions, but he tends to respond with what opportunities to trust him deeper. Remember, outside of reading God's word, hearing God speak to us personally is always subject to subjectivity. To best discern what God is saying and how he's speaking to you, share what you are hearing with fellow followers of Jesus who have Christ-like characteristic of humility. To continue discerning, posture yourself to hear the sacred echoes of the Spirit. Be aware, may your eyes be open. May you write it down somewhere, follow it, journal it, how God is speaking to you. God wants to speak to you clearly, but don't confuse clarity with certainty of future outcomes. No matter where you are in life, God wants to communicate with you. If you are not in the habit of listening for his voice, he wants to show you how. If you've been confused about the direction for your life, he wants to clarify things for you. If you simply want to know him more, he wants to teach you all you need to know in a relationship with him. He longs to encourage you in your time of need, comfort you with his promises, affirm you with his love. But it's up to us to cultivate a heart that's humble and listens so that we can receive what he has to say. And sometimes it's hard, but we desperately need that heart and that posture of humility to listen. Wouldn't it be amazing if you can know the voice of God? Church, good news, you can. God has promised to speak as we listen and obey. As we live in community together, we are walking in faith and trust together. This really is profound. And if, as a pastor, if I was just to share this moment, many, many requests come in week after week. I feel like I don't hear from God. I need to hear from God. What is God's will for my life? What does God want me to do? I feel like you hear from God, but I struggle to hear from God. We are all his children. We are all his sheep. And I just feel like the Holy Spirit just wants to comfort you with those words today, that you can hear the voice of God. And even more powerful, God is passionate about you hearing his voice. It's a promise in John 10 that we can hear his voice, so we can follow. He knows you by name. He has called you by name. You are His. And even when you hear in a crowd, I think when my kids were young, we'd be in a busy mall and they could be lost, running around, looking for me, calling, "Mom, Mom," as soon as they heard me say their name, in the midst of noise, in the midst of chaos, they could hear my voice. If that is earthly, if that is our ability, our innate way to hear our mother or our father's voice in the midst of a crowd when we're lost or just the comfort of a parent's voice, how much more your heavenly Father? He loves you. And this is a word of comfort. And it's also to back this up with comfort because God also will challenge things in our lives. But it comes from a deep place of love for us to be free. We have blind spots. We need to live in community. And when those things come, when we are together, when God is speaking words, it can be, I know Pastor Jay has been speaking these messages and it's going right to my spirit. It's not out of punishment. It's not out of trying to bring judgment. It's trying to prevent things like that from happening because God so loves you. So when it's a hard word, we can say, "God, thank you. Thank you for your discipline in my heart because it's from a place of love because you love me so greatly. You want to keep me in step with you. You want to keep me close." This is the heart of God for you. God wants you to hear His voice. And so this was a practical message for you today to give you some tips on how to hear the voice of God, but also to affirm to you that God wants you to hear His voice. And He is the one that is very passionate about making that happen as we take time to listen. And so when you came in and you got that post-it note, you wrote on there a message. And we're just gonna take a moment. We're gonna take a practical moment right now to reflect on how God is speaking to us. He wants to speak to you right now. So I'm gonna read a scripture. It's Psalm 145. And as I read this scripture, I just want you to listen to it the first time. Then I'm gonna give you instructions the second time. But as you listen to the scripture, just see if any word wraps or hugs around your heart. Is there a phrase? Is there a word that just stands out? And then I'm gonna read it a second time with instruction. But just close your eyes, put your hands out, and let's just actually say out loud, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Your servant is listening." So let me just read this psalm over you and let God speak His word over you. "I will extol you, O God, my King, and praise your name forever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure His greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all His creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of your glory, of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell of your mighty deeds and about your majestic glory and your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps His promises. He is gracious in all He does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those who bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything He does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on Him. Yes, to all who call on Him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love Him, but destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless His holy name forever." I'm going to read this one more time. And as I read this, I want you to write under your prayer the word or the phrase that God gives you that hugs, that stands out like a highlight in the scripture. And this week, I want you to take that prayer request, actually today, and to allow that word, as you meditate on the word that the Lord gives you through his word, to say, God, how are you speaking into this situation with the word that you've highlighted in your word in Psalm 145 for me today? So I'm gonna speak this over you, and I want you to write it on your post-it, what stands out for you. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and praise your name forever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will share the story of your wonderful goodness. They will sing with joy about your righteousness. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and you rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those who bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all look to you in hope. You give them their food as they need it. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does, filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. The Lord protects all those who love them, loves him, and will destroy the wicked. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever and ever and ever. And if you agree with me today, church, say amen.